There's nothing like the feeling of a place for everything and everything in its place.
Well, for the answers to these issues and more, we turn to Tom Silva, the general contractor on TV's This Old House. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, guys. Nice to be here.
So basement renovations can definitely pay off, but because they're below grade rooms, they have their own sort of special set of challenges, right?
They sure do. And I guess the first thing I want to say is it safe? And what I mean by that is it's going to meet building codes. Is the ceiling height good? Is the stairway to get you in and out of there safely? What about egress openings, like in a bedroom? If you're going to make a bedroom there, you're going to have to have a way out of that bedroom. Not out of the whole basement, but out of that bedroom that has a separate egress entry.
So you really have to design with those core structural safety issues first.
Right. And you may want to check with an engineer to make sure everything's fine down there.
Yeah, good point. So if you are safe and you're going to start to think about your plan for design, basement spaces are fairly dark, so lighting has to be a key consideration.
Lighting is very key. Getting in natural light is hard in a basement because lots of times the house is below grade. What I've found over the years, we've done it a few times in a basement, we've actually tricked that by putting a window, a full-size window in a wall, but light behind the window.
Oh, so interesting.
You think you're getting natural light, but you're really not.
You have to remember to turn the switch off at night, though.
Yeah. Put it on a timer.
Now, what about insulation? That's a fairly damp space. You want to be careful about the way you insulate in a space like that. How do you manage the moisture and get insulation there at the same time?
Well, you have to worry about moisture coming out of that foundation, for example, because concrete is porous. And if it's not sealed right. So what I would do is if I'm going to use fiberglass insulation, I would nail some polyethylene against the sill and drop it down onto the floor or covering the wall and bring it out onto the floor, set up thy wall, and then put fiberglass insulation in there. The other option is to put rigid foam up or spray foam.
Now, if you put rigid foam, would that go right against the foundation wall?
I'd put it right against the foundation wall. There's actually, you know, there's actually a system that's called InsoFast, where you don't even need any 2x4s in the wall. It glues the foam right to the wall, and there's plastic studs in that. And you're studded your wall and insulated all in one application.
Wow, that's great. Now, what about the floor of the basement? You know, we often get calls from folks on the radio show that want to put carpet in the floor. And I always cringe because I feel like that's a really bad idea because of the moisture issues again.
Yeah, you got to worry about it. If you're going to put carpet in the basement, it should be a carpet that could be used outdoors.
Right.
Something that can really breathe and withstand any moisture that should occur. But if you'd like to put a wood floor down, you want to make sure that you have no moisture coming out of the floor. Again, check it with plastic to make sure nothing collected underneath that poly. Use a vapor retarder or a vapor barrier over the floor before you put whatever you want.
And of course, when we talk about wood floor, we're talking about engineered hardwood floor because you can't use solid hardwood, right?
No, you don't want to use a solid hardwood. You could use a vinyl floor. They have basically it's a photograph floor that's about an eighth of an inch thick and they stick together. And that's its own vapor barrier.
Yeah, and those vinyl floors are getting better than ever now.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They really have done a great job with the design. So let's talk finally about the wall construction. Now, once you're studded out, you've got to choose what type of wallboard to put up. Standard drywall, well, we always joke that contains mold food because it's covered with paper.
Oh, yeah.
What's another option?
Well, you can use moisture-resistant drywall, and they actually have an exterior-grade drywall you've seen on commercial buildings, yellow drywall. It goes on the outside of the house, and it's great stuff, but it is expensive.
All right, a recurring theme through this entire discussion is moisture. You really got to manage that moisture. How do you know if your moisture is going to be a problem, and what do you do about it?
What I like to do is take a piece of polyethylene, a couple of them, 2x2, tape them to the floor, and a couple of them, and tape it in different sections of your wall. And then wait a week or so and go down and see if any moisture has collected behind the poly on the wall or on the floor.
Okay.
If it has, then you need to deal with it on the exterior, maybe of the house if it's your foundation. On the floor, you're definitely going to need some type of a vapor retarder on the floor before you do anything.
Great advice. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House. Thank you so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
Always nice to be here, guys. Good to see you.